Pawtucket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show at FM Talk 106.5. Hour number three begins right now. Text line 251-343-0106. You want to be in touch with the program, you hit us up on that text line, and we'll respond to whatever it is that's on your mind. Still to come on the program here in about 30 minutes, former Secretary of State John Merrill will make time for the broadcast. Looking forward to that discussion. We get his take on the lay of the land in Alabama politics, and we'll see if he has any short-term aspirations. I haven't heard much from him, but be interesting discussion coming up here in about 30 minutes. Joining us now, it is her turn into rotation on Monday. We're always delighted to have her on, and she is my state lawmaker, calling in from a very unfortunate place today in Tuscaloosa, but State Representative Jennifer Fidler is with us. Representative, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm in Tuscaloosa. You're right. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for hopping on. Well, anything you can divulge about the caucus meeting there today? Sounds probably, I assume, getting ready for January.
We are getting ready for January. We just, we went over some things, just the budgets and where we are, and heard a few bills, and it's always great to see our colleagues or my colleagues, and we had a reception at the president's mansion. University of Alabama president had us over there to the newly renovated Bryce Center. So that was interesting. Bryce on Main Bryce. And so, yeah, that was good. So, yeah, we're about to leave, try to get home before the freeze tonight.
What's the mood there among your colleagues? We know what it typically is in these fourth year or quadrennium sort of scenarios. But is there a pep at everyone's step? Is there just always kind of inflated sense of optimism heading into a session, or is it kind of we need to get our work done and we'll be back home before you know it?
Well, yeah, still a lot of work to do, but we are expecting a quicker session than normal. Like I said, we did talk a little bit about our budgets and where we are. The general fund is stable right now, but, a little bit of a decrease on revenues coming into education trust fund, but still quite a large increase over last year. So we just kind of had those reports. We're just in a better scenario than we were several years ago, but glad we're here where we are.
Our
legislature has done a lot of great things in the last three or four years, so we talked about those things too.
Talking about the budgets, and there was this anticipation that the economy was going to falter, and while the budget chairman would say we're in good shape, we have these reserve funds, we're ready for it, and all this government money that sort of left over from COVID has probably gotten out of the system. But, it sounds like the economic collapse that has been maybe prepared for just in the event of it what is the sense from these guys on the outlook going forward? That is that still a lot of talk about a worst case scenario, or is it just sort of we're kind of doing okay?
Well, we're still a little bit on the downside of the bubble, in the middle of that inflammatory budget increase that we saw. We did a lot of capital expenditures over the last several years, and we're still going down, but it's still better than what we were projecting. So I think we're in a good shape going forward, but we're still in part of it, and we do expect it to go down, revenues to go down in the next several years, just because we're not going to have those ARPA funds. They're going to be coming out of our budget, I think, next year is what they were saying. So they're going to be completely out and not able to prop up some of those expenses that we had.
Any of the other hot buttons come up? I think about the High School Athletic Association. I think about the Gudger bill. I don't know if you're familiar with it. They're dealing with the redistricting impasse right now that's being heard by the courts or things like that. Was that stuff on the radar this morning?
We talked a little bit about discussing briefly some of those, the Gudger bill, some of the redistricting and how that's being affected and how we're going to be, you know, really watching this Louisiana court case and seeing how that's going to come out and how different, the courts are looking at some of these things now than what they did, with Section 2. It's, again, just some interesting conversation with that. And I think, Gudger's bill is going to be interesting with how that's done, if we're able to look at that. But I'm not saying a whole lot, and I don't want to.
I understand. I guess more than anything, you're obviously not going to give us the tactics or the inside because these things are typically pretty close to the vest. We have these caucus meetings. But I am curious what the subject matter was, what at least is on the radar or what people are talking about.
Well, I tell you what, we started out with a whole caucus meeting this morning recognizing our veterans. And so I do want to have a shout-out for all our veterans because we have 10 or 12 that's in our Republican caucus. We were able to recognize them and recognize that it's our nation's 250th birthday, and the Army celebrated its 250th birthday just recently and how important that is. So we actually had a picture with all our veterans with the – and, just – it's an amazing time in our nation's history. So that was the first thing we did this morning.
Yeah, well, that's always important, and kind of as a reminder of a lot of reason why you're there. The legislative session, it just hasn't been too much buzz. Usually they're floating a lot of big ideas. Some years it's economic the economic incentives package or what we're going to do. Maybe one year with school choice and things like that. Is there anything, we're going to be looking at? I guess Matt Simpson and Senator Weaver's bill is probably pretty high up there on the list. What else are you hearing?
Well, that's looming out there. There are three bills that we had representatives talk about that are coming up. One of them I was able to co-sponsor. Well, I actually co-sponsored all three of these, but so they'll be pre-filed soon. But one of them, one of our Fairhope residents who's a veteran, he's also a mortgage broker lender, and he found that our veterans were not able to put all their income down when you do the formula for how much money that you can go out and borrow and have a loan for your new home, because disabled veterans, they don't have to pay income tax. So that shouldn't be part of your formula as you calculate your mortgage loan, as to say, how much can I borrow for a home? So this bill would... it's really for veterans. We were introducing it here this week for veterans. This bill would recalculate that so that our disabled veterans who do not have to pay income tax or do not put that in their taxable, into that formula. So therefore their buying power to purchase a new home would be around, we're seeing about 10% higher than it normally would be if they couldn't use that, those dollars in there. We talked about that. That was actually introduced last year. Wasn't able to get through the Senate. Also, rural doctors getting income tax credit. We've always had an income tax credit for doctors who are serving in rural areas, and we're having a shortage of doctors serving rural areas. That's one more thing that we hope we can get through the Senate, passed through the House last year. Representative Oliver is sponsoring that bill. So we talked about that a little bit too. Those are going to be just good bills that we think that really help the people of the state.
And these are maybe not quite on the front burner or as obvious to a lot of people, I suppose, but that is You're still going to do a lot of that this coming up session. But January's here before you know it.
It's here before you know it. And I was sitting here trying to figure out when I'm going to have my town hall meetings. And I'm either going to have, you know, it'll be in December or they'll be the first week of January because we're in session January 13th, second Tuesday of January. So it's, there'll be a lot going on that first week of January. It will not be the normal start to the new year. We will, you know, hit the ground running. And so I'm, you know, trying to look at dates for those. I did want to tell you, you know, we've talked a little bit about our campaign. I did a digital kickoff last week for the campaign. It'll be mostly just media posts. I decided not to do like a huge campaign event. I'm saving those dollars and we'll use them if we need them later on. But I did want to let everybody know that it is kicked off and we're raising money, doing fundraisers. Reach out to me if I go to my website, www.fiddlerforhouse.com. I appreciate your support.
Was there with the break on the federal government shutdown, I knew that certainly impacts state coffers and state programs. I got to think that there's probably a breathing a sigh of relief this morning over that.
Well, I think, you know, yes, I'm sure there is. You know, we start thinking about the money going out. I know the governor and the executive branch had a, you know, good plan of action to try to make sure those things were shored up for like the SNAP program and really helping those folks in need. So, we appreciate that. But yes, I think, you know, when we start talking about travel, I started wondering how, you know, everybody's going to get back into Congress and actually vote on this if they, you know, they were stuck actually, you know, in their hometown and not able to get out by their, you know, air travel.
Have you heard from your constituents much about any of this stuff? I mean, the SNAP benefits, I think, was the big one, but beyond that, the air traffic control situation not really impacting Alabama yet in a significant way. And I mean, there's some other probably more smaller things that we don't even realize that have been hit, but it's not as if, like, when I talked to my friends in Huntsville and the worry about furloughs and government contractors, a little bit of that in this part of the state, but probably not as much.
Probably not as much. Just worried that they're not going to be able to make those connections, you know, for the going nationwide, going across the nation, you know, for the airfare. And the SNAP programs, I've heard more from our congressmen than I have from our constituents on how, you know, what we're going to do. If there's any questions, please reach out to call. Congressman Barry Moore's office has been early into reaching out to us and making sure we knew, you know, how to answer some questions, if there were any questions, to make sure they had the appropriate numbers and who to get in touch with. So appreciate that. And if anybody out there does have questions or if they're having any issues, you can reach out to our office. We can direct you where you need to be. That office number is 251-990-4615.
Well, Representative, you've been very, very kind to make time for us this morning. I know you're very busy, but I'll tell you what, we'll do it again in a couple of weeks.
I look forward to it, Jeff. But thank you. You guys have a great day.
You do the same. That was State Representative Jennifer Fiddler there. In the meantime, you want to get in touch with the program, 251-343-0106, and I'll get to some of those texts on the other side. Still to come here in about 10 minutes or so. Former Secretary of State John Merrill. Stick around. This is the Jeff Forrest Show on FM Talk 106.5.
But I can't say the same for me. I've done it many times. Somebody take me home.